I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Indonesia, where attacks against minority Christians are on the rise again. A New Year's bomb blast in a Christian region reignited fears of more sectarian bloodshed. Open Doors Ministries' Carl Muller says the trouble comes from a militant minority, but he believes the situation will purify the church there.
When persecution comes, Christians must reawaken their faith. They must re-understand why they believe what they believe and whether or not they will suffer for Christ. We have seen growth in the church. We have seen this creating an environment for growth. But we also recognize that it comes at a terrible price for the Christians that are there.
Next, as the Russian government continues to curb religious freedom in Russia, the Moscow Evangelical Christian Seminary is concerned. The seminary is supported by OMS International in the U.S. Former OMS President J.B. Krause says visas of two missionary couples have been denied, and there are other rumors.
There's been a lot of talk about there can be no more money sent in to sponsor students and that type of thing, and you know the economy in Russia, and you know how difficult it is for students to get a theological education. And so we're concerned about that, and we're not just sure how that's going to play out.
If foreign funding is gone, theological education may be impossible for Russians. And World Hope International recently hosted a teacher mentoring team in Bosnia. Along with the encouragement and ministry, the team's fourth venture into Livno included a specialist in children's literature and an elementary counting and math expert. The idea behind their work is that communities are transformed when the power of Christ works through the local faith community to bring change. Mission Network News. A daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter for church leaders. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.